Brachas was in Makor, you have to make a bracha, it's a din midrabanan. The Gemara says that it's a svara. It's a svara, also Adam Lahenis bin Ailum has a belay bracha. You have to make a bracha any hana that you have. And so, you have to make a bracha me'in of what you're doing. And about to see in a second that the general Paris Elon is special, is more special than Brady Adama. According to Yehuda, you have to make, you have to specify Brady Nimini the Shoyim, Mini Zroyim, each thing is more Mukhalik, Maisa, we pass on the Chachamim, that everything is either Adama or Eitz. And there's only one exception, which is Yayin. Since the very chosh mezach, so maybe we make a very on that very priyad, very priyad gafim. I call peres ilon mevarich betchila barei priyad. Okay, on any fruits of the tree, you make a barei priyad. Who chutz mehayayin, except for yayin, she mevarich lo barei priyad gafim. Bein chai, bein mevoshel. Oh, this is a gevaldig chiddush. And even though it's mevoshel, it's a puzzle for nesachim. And as a matter of fact, in Hilchas Kiddush, the shaila if you keep mevoshel or not. And the pshat over there, why you shouldn't be able to use yain mevoshel for kiddush, is because you can't make a bray prayer gafen on it. You have to make a shakal. But lamais over here, lamais over paskin, klod mechab paskins, that even though it's mevoshel, you still make a bray prayer eitz on it. I'm sorry, I'll break Piagofen on it. Break Piagofen.
So we make on grape sugar.
What did you say?
So we make even on grape sugar.
Oh. We make even on grape juice. It's got an interesting shaila. It's grape juice. Why do you make on grape juice, break Piagofen? Because it's brought down.
Yes, move over. It's okay.
So what's the whole reason why you make a bracha on yayin? Because it's misameach. It's misameach, it's soid. Two things, misameach. So over there by grape juice, you know, it's not misameach. Right? Because it doesn't have alcohol. It has no alcohol, so it's not misameach. So why would you make a very pre hagafen on grape juice? So the old place will talk about this. They say that since lamaisa, when you press it, at that point it gets a din. It gets a din that he's shaykh to become yayin. So at that point, it gets a din that since it's shaykh to become yayin, so therefore, it will have a din. It will keep that din of Ari Priya Gafa. Now they say that Lamaisa, now all processed grape juice, is they either put in stuff in it to stop it from fermenting.
Potassium.
Preservatives.
No.
What's it called?
Or they pasteurize it to kill all the things. Lamaisa, so therefore it's never gonna come to that. Lamaisa is never gonna come to fermentation, so it's not gonna be sameach. Nevertheless, most of the pies can hold that you still make a Brei Priyad Gafen, because at one point it had a big Brei Priyad Gafen, it doesn't lose it. That's the really Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the Menachas Yitzchak, and Shmuel Vosner. Grada Rav Yashiv argues. Grada Rav Yashiv argues and says you make on a shakal.
So he wouldn't be able to. His haka wouldn't be able to make kiddush. So he wasn't able to make kiddush. So what does he do by a person taka who cannot drink the dalat kaisus on Pesach Pesach, right?
What's the problem?
You can probably have not mefustar. Can't have beer though.
There is some beer.
If you have fresh squeezed grape juice, not a problem.
Yeah.
What if you're using it for that purpose that you would normally use wine for? Why isn't it even in that circumstance raised up?
So mine says not wine.
That's wine.
But something like you. I mean, according to opinions, some people hold from Mazonas rolls, right? But if you're using it as bread, you're using it for that purpose.
Okay, no, that's different. That's different. That's a kvias. That's telling kvias. This is a natural. This is a very physical thing. It's something which has alcohol in it. Yeah.
That's what my wine tastes
like.
They want wine making. Wine making is the ikker. It's chemistry.
Bein shehu also kanditen. the Hainu Shanoisen by Dvash or Purple. It says Machabe. The Hainu Shanoisen by Dvash or Purple. You put in honey and purple, peppers, and that's some type of drink, and still retains its bracha of Bari Priyagafa. Hago, we're going to get to the Pshat and Mishnah Berurah very soon. Hago, v'mnesar v'yayin b'sheichar, if you mix wine and beer. As lina acharoiv, the halacha is you go basaroiv, im haroiv yayin mevarech Bari Priyagafen, v'im haroiv sheichar mevarech shahako. So over here, it depends on which roiv, whatever the roiv is, that's where the ikar is. If the ikar is yayin, so it has the din of yayin, is then you make a Bari Priyagafen. If the ikar is the sheikhar, so that's the goes after the klal. I'm a varchal ikar upaiter as a tafel, and they're gonna get into that shmooze. Why is that different than diluting the wine? Why is it different than diluting? Diluting the wine, you're gonna see, is 1/6. Today's 1/3. Whatever akabon of the shear is, but akabon, this is very different. This is a very different shear. This is depending on one on a half. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. A kopei is the Elon. You make a Bari Priyates. Bei Mishav Zaminim, Bei Chain Mishav Zaminim. Doesn't make a difference if it's Zaminim or not. You make a Bari Priyates. Chutz Miyayayin, Neishu Soyid HaLeiv U'Mesamchei. Oh, so the Gemara says these two points. The Gemara says, it's rather interesting that the Gemara first says Mesamech, and then the Gemara also says, later the Gemara says Soyid HaLeiv, saying it's both. Soyid HaLeiv, and it makes him full. Mesamech is a grand din by Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, you're not supposed to drink a little bit of yayin because it makes you full. It makes you full, and then you're not going to eat. And also, it makes him happy. Kavu lebracha b'fnas, this is the chash of a zach, they made it its own bracha.
You're not supposed to drink one?
No, before. Before that.
But a little, I think that's just
a little, right? A lot, yeah.
It's nagar at the time,
right? Right, priyagafen. Vafilu zav me'atzmai me'anavim b'lidricha. Oh, even though it comes by itself, that's prima gadim. Even though it comes by itself, which is a gavali chiddush, and even though in regards to be mashkin, but it gets tuma, it's not metame, it's not hukshel kabel, it's not considered mashkin. It's a hukshel kabel tuma, but benigaya. Benigaya, right, benigaya, yayin, it's still considered yayin, that you make a Bari Priyagafen. V'im ta uberich al yayin Bari Priyates, ayin l'kamam, sim reishches, sim tezvav, Mishnah Berurah, that over there is a machlek sapayskim, if you yayin, you're not, and you say salvi brachas l'hakam.
Right, that's what I was trying to do, but
you're saying still, it's not chaz, who cares? No, wait a minute. It's still not yayin, it doesn't have a din yayin. The din yayin is one of the Shiva Mashkim. Yayin is one of the Shiva Mashkim. This is not included in that. You're saying, oh, it's yayin, but it's not included in the Shiva Mashkim. There's Shiva Mashkin that are Machshel Kapotum. This is not included in that. Even though Yain is one of the Shiva Mashkin, this is not that. It's not Machshel Kapotum.
So
when Rabbi gave the bracha, it doesn't have the milo of the yayin. Right.
The
maaseh, that's right. That's what he's saying. The maaseh, at the end of the day, it's still yayin. Beim avoshel, ta'idei abishel, im ishtana yayin l'griusu. Oh, that it doesn't change the state, even though he cooked it, which is a shiloh, but that's what we're saying over here. Ve'ein chiluk bein bishul yayin gufa ish bishul anavim tzimukim kedei lasis mehen yayin. Doesn't make a difference, even if he cooks the grapes or the raisins. Still, it retains the din of Bari Priyagafen. The haynu shenoisin vavol pi shenishtana time of reiche al yidei ze mimash ha'yukoidem, even though you put in oil, you put in honey, it's kondita, he's talking about kondita over here, you put in honey and peppers, and it changes its taste. Maisa, that's the drink, that's how you get this drink, and the ikar of this drink is the yayin. So mele, you still retain the bracha b'Priyagafen. Even though roiv is not the yayin. The other things are pumping up the yayin. The ikar is the yayin here. You want to go to the store to find this thing. You go to the alcoholic place. You go to the yayin store. Again, so that is the Rama. He says if it's mixed up with sheicher, you go past the roif. B'sheicher shall call minim shav mezet. Doesn't make a difference which type of sheicher. Levad mi mine mashkin shepaygmen mafsidim tamayayin. Besides for the type of mashkin that they take away from the taste. So you mix it with something that will ruin the wine. So now what you have here is not wine.
The pepper doesn't?
I guess not, yeah. Obviously, I'm saying you've tasted it. It's a gushmaka taste. I don't know. Im haroiv yayin kedikayim olon kol shu ikvi me tefila mevarach leiker paiz atfila v'chol min shu haroiv ho iker v'mi atafel hulai. Oh, so this is the all long standing din mevarach bari pri agaven v'hu shalin is batal tam hayayin ayidei taruvis. That's only if it's not but mevatal the tam if through the mixture. Im haroiv sheichar v'dami lo dekayim olon lekamon mesim rish dalas if hey bago the dai she ish b'yayin ma'at. Over there when we talk about diluting, we say then it's about 1/6 of wine. You need a little bit more than that. The hasam derech mizigas yayin hu b'mayin. Over there, that's how you mizig yayin. You want yayin, so you put water into it, and that makes it into its the way to drink it. So obviously not bottle, because that's how you're making wine. You're not making wine, you're detracting from the wine. Then you say whatever is the roiv is there. Says it has the same thing. So I just want to.
Beer is going to have the same thing as water.
Right, that's the Chari Gvaldi Kish. This is Gvaldi Shail Benigea, grape juice. Grape juice.
If you mix the grape juice with water.
Yeah, if you make the grape juice with wine. And again, much by Abimina, by Dal Kaisis. I'm sorry, by Dal Kaisis, very gay. A lot of people can't drink straight wine. Can you mix it with grape juice? Is that considered? You say the svara. It's for the yayin. It's mimina yayin. I don't know if it's derech to be moizig. I don't know what the derech is.
It's not the yayin,
there.
It's to make the
yayin
less there.
Right. I hear you saying it's a takeaway from the yayin, or it's
no, but it's
to make it the
yayin
drinkable.
Yeah.
When you're putting in a pepper. It's not because it's too strong.
It's to change the taste of the wine.
That was the way they made the wine.
I'm saying, but why?
No, but when they made the cocoa one, the radical one was the flavor.
You couldn't drink. So Scanzine then...
Is it because we can't drink it or because the wine is too strong?
Once it's a finished product, that's when you can't do it anymore. Until it's a finished product, you can do what you want. The wine is good, that's strong wine. It's not beginning to drink it.
You go by each individual also.
So it's better to use water?
It's
better to use water by the Arbicosis than grape juice?
In any case, he has a shmuz over here. Interesting shmuz b'negei, but in a gay kiddush. What about pasteurized wine? Right, all our wine are cooked. All our wine are cooked to mufustar.
None of them.
Some say mufustar. Right, a lot of them say mufustar. That's pasteurizes. It's to a certain. They bring it to a certain degree. It's a flash. It's a flash. Flash pasteurization or something like that. It's called that. They bring it quick mamish carifying. They bring it to that thing to kill all the bacteria, and then they cool it.
Wine.
So over there, the shiloh if it has din. It has a din of mavush over there. That's a binigay mufusta. That's a shayla. He says from Shlomo Zalman. It says even if you hold that generally on cooked wine you say shahakel, But over here, you say, but over here by pasteurized wine, you say Bere Piagofen, because the cooking is not to change, it doesn't change the taste at all. It doesn't change it at all, it just kills the bacteria. I just saw over here an interesting thing. He says from Shevet Alevi, it's very interesting. He brings the Arctic. In Eretz Yisrael, Arctic is like ices. It's like a popsicle stick. I guess it has real grape juice ices. So he has a shayla. Is yain shenikrash? You heard it. So is it considered yain or not? Is it considered, because it doesn't, it's not, you can eat it, you're right, it's not, you can't drink it. He says, Lamais, the Shevet brings from the Shevet, you make a shakal on it.
On the ices.
But you
made out of
grape
juice.
What is that? Because you can eat it, or my wife takes the ice cream and pours grape juice.
Exactly.
And he puts toothpicks in there.
Right.
But that's what gets a suck on. They're not eating it.
I understand. But what bracha do they make on it?
Is it made out of wine or made out of grape juice? What's the case?
I don't know.
So I'm assuming that for the kids, it's probably made from grape juice.
Maybe you wouldn't make out of wine.
What a great way to trick them, huh?
The same side would be every
wine. Or you go to sleep.
Huh? And he says also because they mix in with other things also. That's part of the tzirif, because they put in other things also. So yeah. Right. So akapana, he brings it's a shayla akapana. So anyway, that's fair. Time. Okay. Sure.